Are you guys all there? All right, let me just take a look on the computer here. Okay, I see you guys coming on. All right, hold on one second. All right, I see you guys are all on now. All right, cool. All right, so guys, we're going to get started now. All right, hope you guys had a good week, good weekend leading to the end of the weekend. I didn't get a chance to see if the Celtics won or if they're playing right now. I'm not sure. I've had a crazy, crazy week. But all that said, hope you guys have been practicing. Hope you've been doing the things you said you've been doing. I know some of the guys were on the call. I believe Dami's on the call. Dami had a fantastic workout this morning, also with another player of ours, Kenneth. And we pushed these guys today. So they were doing what they had to do to get where they want to go. Now, a lot of you guys know, just to give you a little bit of a update, tomorrow, if you guys can get there, get to Victory Sports Arena between 4 and 6 p.m. prior to the basketball training, because Kyle McElhoney is going to be there. He's going to be signing autographs, talking with people and everything. So that's something you don't want to miss. Kyle, like you heard him on the call once before, and you also, you know that he calls into this call. He actually graduated from Notre Dame today. So he got his degree. He wasn't just a guy who did 4 years and was trying to get a basketball scholarship and get into the pros. He actually got a degree out of it. All right, so he's graduating. I think it's in American history or something of that nature. And now he's taking his basketball to the next level. You guys know that I'm working with him on a consistent basis as far as mental conditioning. He's going all over the country preparing himself for the draft. So this is a guy that you want to just feel what he's feeling and just, like, you know, rub up against him and try and feel, you know, what he's got going on, the vibes he's got going on. You know, there's no magic dust. It's just basically hard work. All right? But one thing I can tell you about Kyle and about you guys, all right, and this is a quote, I think it was Albert Einstein who said it, and he said, once your mind has been expanded with an idea or a concept and cannot be satisfied by going back. Now, what that basically means is that once your mind has shifted, in other words, if you're always constantly thinking that all you have to do is shoot 100 shots, and that's going to get you there. But then you meet Kobe Bryant, or you meet Kyle McElhoney, or you meet LeBron James. You meet someone who changes the way you look at things. So Kyle says, no, you don't have to just shoot 100 shots. You have to shoot 500 shots. What happens is once you've been exposed to that, your mind is now incapable of going back to your old way of thinking. So that's why calls like this and listening to different types of speakers and things that interest you about developing your mind are crucial. Because if you hear a quote that I say, and it might not be my own, it might be someone that I heard, but if you are able to hear that quote and it sticks in your head, you're not able to go back to your other way of thinking. So it's imperative that you guys are constantly, constantly trying to change the way you're thinking for the good, not for the bad. When you're following other people who aren't going where you want to go, that's when peer pressure comes in and things of that nature. And we don't want that to happen. You guys are out there. You guys are all young. You see what's going on with the youth, all right? I don't have to tell you guys. You guys are pretty much all good guys, you know, and girls, if there's any girls on the line. But you guys are all good kids because you're developing yourself not only physically with basketball but mentally. You guys, you don't understand how important and how much you guys should be proud of yourselves just for getting on a call like this and taking the time and the effort on a Sunday night to develop yourself. There's people who aren't doing this. Kyle tells me he's out there working out with guys who are preparing for the draft, and they're not even, they're just doing enough on the court, and barely enough on the court just to do what they have to do. They're not developing themselves mentally. They're not putting in the extra time and extra effort, but you guys are. So I applaud you guys just for doing the things that you're already doing. But in the same breath, it cannot stop there. You guys have to go to the next level, because once you get to a level that you've set for yourself, you have to go to the next level and then the next level. See, there's no such thing as a plateau. You always have to be constantly improving. And Anthony Robbins uses an acronym, and it's C-A-N-I, CANI, and it stands for Constant and Never-Ending Improvement. In other words, you have to continuously be going after different things and better things and constantly trying to improve every single day. Now, one of the topics I want to talk to you guys tonight, all right, and this is very important, all right, I had a few topics I was going to think about talking tonight, but this is something that I kind of realized, you know, over the weekend myself, and right, you guys have to understand that You're gonna hear it throughout your life, okay? And it says this: life is not fair, right? Is anyone here on this call? And you know, if you guys can answer, if you're not on mute, you can answer. Does anyone on this call believe that life is fair? No, it's not fair, and it's never going to be fair. It's never going to go the way you want it, so you have to get over it. Okay, you have to just say, you know what, I'm not going to get picked, or you know what, I might not get drafted. Kyle said on the call 2 weeks ago, he might not get drafted. Is that going to change the way he's going? No, he's going to get there one way or the other. So life is not fair. There's always going to be something that you think should happen that's not going to happen, but you just have to get over it. And that's all it boils down to. And now that's where the two topics that I want to talk about tonight come into play. One is a word called mastery, right? Mastery is a word that if you really understand what it means, doing the mundane things that you guys have to do on a daily basis, both physically and mentally, become fun and become intriguing and become things that you actually want to do and look forward to doing because you're into mastery. Now, mastery is pretty much engulfing yourself in what you're doing. In other words, you want to be the best basketball player you could be. You have to master certain things. You have to master, say, a layup. You have to master your free throws. You have to master your jump shots. Now, does that mean you never miss? Of course not. What it means is you have to put in the time over and over and over again. Tony Robbins has another great quote where he says, repetition is the mother of all learning. Repetition is doing something over and over and over again. You know, you guys want to be the best free throw shooters. You have to shoot thousands upon thousands upon thousands of free throws, but not just shooting the free throws, shooting them the right way, shooting them with your feet proper, shooting them with your form right. Michael Jordan says, you know what? He used to do, if you guys, any of you guys have seen Michael Jordan play, there were a lot of times where he went to the foul line in a game, and if not for no other reason, just for fun, he used to shoot it with his eyes closed. Now, why was he able to do that? And he swished. Why? Because he says, when you get to that foul line, if you do the same thing over and over again, there should be no difference between when you're shooting a free throw with your eyes open or you're shooting a free throw with your eyes closed. Just like I tell you guys about, that's why this mental conditioning is so important. Because there should be no difference when you're shooting a free throw in front of 3 people as there is in front of 30,000 people. The mechanics don't change. When you close your eyes, the rim doesn't start shaking and moving and go up to 11 feet or come closer or further back. Everything stays the same. So if your mechanics are the way they're supposed to be, closing your eyes should not matter. So mastery is you having to do everything you can to get to be the best possible player, person, you know, whatever it is, the best you can possibly be, but you have to be willing to do the things today that others won't do. So that way, tomorrow, you can have the things that others won't have. You know, you guys are going to be, you know, going into colleges. Some of you guys already in college. You know, Dommy's on the phone. You know, Dommy will tell you, he gets hit with things left and right. People are going to try and sway you their way. They're going to try and tell you, ah, don't worry about it, man. Come on, you don't need to shoot those 300 extra shots. You don't need to practice your footwork. You don't worry about it, man. You're good enough. You're never good enough. Because when you stop working, there's someone else out there that's working harder than you are. Because they're trying to master what they're doing. You know, guys like Kyle, they're not getting, none of the scouts, none of the GMs, a lot of them aren't giving him a shot. There's teams looking at him. But realistically, they're looking at him and like, okay, he's a nice player, but do you really think he can make it? And I'm going to tell you right now, I went online and I did a search of the top point guards in NBA history. Do you know that 4 of them were 6'1"? And that's stretching it. You had John Stockton, you had Nate Taniarchibald, Bob Cousy, and Isaiah Thomas. 4 of the best point guards ever in the history of the game were 6'1". Or below. Okay? Now, here's another point guard who I believe was one of the best point guards ever in the history of the NBA, who wasn't on that list, was Mark Price. Mark Price was one of the best point guards to ever step on a basketball court. Mark Price wasn't even 6 foot. Did he have to dunk on people? No. He controlled the game like a lot of point guards don't know how to control the game, because he did it with his heart, with his determination, with his mental conditioning, with his footwork. He practiced and practiced and practiced so he didn't want to practice anymore, and then he practiced some more. So you guys got to put forth this kind of an effort if you are serious about getting where you want to go. Another player, my favorite player growing up, you know, and my friend on the phone right now is Eddie. He's on the phone listening with his son Vincent, all right? And Eddie will tell you, I was the biggest Mark Jackson fan that would possibly ever step on the face of the earth. When this guy went through in his life and his career, I actually felt it because I tried to emulate everything he did. Why? Because I saw a guy similar to myself. He was obviously taller than I was. He was 6'3", or 6'2", or 6'3". But what Mark Jackson did was, he defied the odds every time he stepped on the court. You know, in college, he had a great college career. His last year in college, he averaged, I think, 19 points. He won Defensive Player of the Year. And going into the draft, no one was picking him to do anything. The Knicks drafted him at number 18. 18! When no one was anticipating him doing anything, and he was upset. That means 17 other teams bypassed Mark Jackson. And what did Mark Jackson do that year? He went out, and he won Rookie of the Year. The first time anyone of that low of a draft pick won Rookie of the Year. What I'm trying to explain to you guys, he didn't let other people determine where he wanted to go. He determined where he wanted to go. And if you guys have cable, you have MSG, a lot of times they have, you know, the Knicks number 33, Patrick Ewing. They have all different great Knicks. And they have Mark Jackson number 13. If you guys get a chance to see that, I would suggest watching that over and over again, because what he explained there is how no one gave him a shot. Everyone told him he was too slow, he couldn't shoot, he couldn't play defense, nothing. And he went out and played 17 years in the NBA. And this is the biggest part, okay? This is the most intriguing thing about Mark Jackson. Mark Jackson, the slow guy who could not play defense, who couldn't shoot, who had no business being in the NBA, played for 17 years and became the number two leader all time in assists, ahead of Magic Johnson, ahead of Isaiah Thomas, ahead of Bob Cousy, ahead of Nate Tiny Archibald, ahead of every point guard you can think of. He's second all time in assists because he didn't take no for an answer. He got resistance and he went through it. There's a thing called the ant philosophy, all right? If you ever get a chance, you ever see the ant farms that are on the floor, the big mounds of dirt, and you see the ants crawling, crawling, crawling? What do ants do? They prepare in the summertime for the winter. They get all their food. They do everything they have to do. When they don't have to do it, when they don't need it, they do it. Okay? Now, if an ant meets some resistance, there's a rock in the way, or something's there, or a guy, or you ever put your foot in front of an ant, what does he do? Does he stop and not move? No. He never stops moving. He goes to the left. He goes to the right. He goes over your foot. He digs a hole under. In other words, you never let an obstacle or people who give you resistance stop you from where you're going. But that's where mastery comes in, because if you're so confident in what you're doing, the mastery aspect is what's going to take you to the next level. It really is, because you're not allowing someone else to determine where you're going, regardless if it's a best friend, if it's a family member. Now, I always tell you guys this. I'm not saying don't pay attention to your family. But what I'm saying is, you know, you consider the source of who's telling you this information. You don't go to a fat diet doctor, right? You don't go to a guy who's 350 pounds to learn how to get in shape. Like, if I was 250, 300 pounds and trying to teach you guys how to move your bodies, you'd be like, is this guy serious? No. You're going to go to something because you see that it has a benefit to you. So you have to see who the source is. If a guy is telling you, oh, you know, there's no way you're going to make money, there's no way you're going to go to the NBA. And meanwhile, this guy's a fat guy who lives in not a nice house, and he's telling you you can't make it because he didn't do it. That's all it is. When people tell you you can't do something, that's just because that's their own self-esteem, and they're saying they know they can't do it, so they don't want to see you do it. It's what they call a crab in the barrel mentality. What happens is you put a whole bunch of crabs in a barrel. If one tries to climb out, the other one, literally, you can watch this, they grab him and pull them back down. Because the better you get, the worse other people are going to look. You know, when I'm speaking to Kyle, he tells me all the time, his circle of friends has gotten so small since he's started to develop himself and where he's going in his life right now. Because he needs to surround himself with the right people. You become who you spend your time with. And I stress this to you guys over and over again because it's really the truth. You become who you spend your time with. So mastery is imperative. Imperative for you guys to do what you guys want to accomplish. And now the other topic is one that, I mean, it's so important and yet so underutilized that it's scary to me because it's so simple. All right? When you guys set goals, now there's different words for goals. Goals, dreams, whatever it is. But a goal without written down is pretty much just a hope because it doesn't happen. All right? But we're not going to get into goals tonight, but that's just the word. But what I'm trying to explain to you guys, there's a phrase called raising your standards. All right? Now, what raising your standards actually means is that you are no longer willing to accept what is going on in your life. In other words, say what your goal is right now is to get, you know, if you guys are young, to make your varsity team, right? That's your goal. Now, you know that you want to play college basketball. You're not sure how to get there. So you limit yourself lower than where you want to go so you don't feel like you're failing. If that makes sense, guys. If that makes sense, you guys, you understand what I'm saying. I'll try and give it to you in a little bit different of a way. But, in other words, you put it this way. This is a great way to look at it. You guys don't know what a thermometer is, right? You guys know what a thermostat is in your house, right? What happens is you set your thermostat. Say you guys have central air in your homes, right? And you set the thermostat to 70 degrees, right? Now, if it gets too cold, if it starts to get colder, if it drops below 70 degrees, what's going to happen in your house? The heat's going to kick on, right? Because it has a thermostat of where it's supposed to be, which is 70 degrees, okay? So if it falls below that, it's going to kick in. So now how does that relate to basketball and to your life? Well, say you have your limit set at making varsity, right? And now what happens is you're not doing the work or you fell off, okay? You whatever happened, you got hurt or, you know, you had bad grades, you got a little, you know, upset or whatever, you start falling off a little. Your brain is going to kick in and say, I need to do something to get to the level that I've set for myself. So you're going to start doing the things. You're going to do just enough to get to where your limit is, which is 70. Now, in basketball, which is making the team, right, making the varsity. Now, here's the other thing, what people don't realize. It also works in reverse, all right? That's what we call self-sabotage. Sabotage is when you do something to, I guess, negatively affect what you're doing. That's the best way to describe sabotage. Now, self-sabotage is you doing something negative to affect your goal or what you're going after. All right? So if you have that thermostat now at 70 and it starts heating up in there, now it's at 73, 74, what's going to happen? The air conditioner is going to kick on and it's going to bring it back to that level. All right? So now how does that relate to basketball? If you start doing work and you're doing better and you're doing better and you're starting to, and scouts are starting to see you, what's going to happen is because you've set that internal limit on yourself of making varsity, your brain is going to start to kick in and say, whoa, what am I doing? This is too much. You're going to self-sabotage yourself and stop doing the things that you were doing to get you to that level. Okay, so in other words, by raising your standards, that means you raise the level of what you're trying to accomplish. You see, most people, they don't miss their goals because they aim too high and miss. They fail because they aim too low and hit. All right? That's the thing you guys have to understand, is that there's no way that you guys are going to achieve more than you're trying to achieve if you're using the same pattern of thinking. You have to change your level of standards. You have to challenge yourself. You have to put yourself on the line. Because, you know the expression? You know, Walt Disney said it. I think I told you guys this last time or the time before that. He said, it's kind of fun doing the impossible. But you know what? If you don't try it, if you don't go past your limits, then you're never going to know what's possible and what's not. So you guys got to constantly be pushing yourselves past where you think you can go. Your body quits because your mind quits. You guys have seen Michael Jordan play. Do you remember years ago against the Jazz, I think it was, in the playoffs, Michael Jordan had the flu. He went up, he scored, I think, 45 points that game. They had to carry him off the bus into the locker room, and then he went out and he hit a shot towards the end of the game, and then as he was walking to the bench, he literally collapsed in Scottie Pippen's arms. Literally collapsed. Almost passed out. Now, did he do that on pure skill? Absolutely not. He did that two ways. One, he would not let himself fail. Okay? He raised his standards of where he was going. And two, mentally, he wouldn't let himself fail. So the physical and the mental go hand in hand, but the difference is the physical is not going to be able to carry over the mental aspect if the mental isn't there. The mental can help the physical get to the next level, but the physical is not going to be able to help the mental get to the next level. That's why you see guys like Oliver Perez, if you guys follow baseball, Oliver Perez is one of the best talents, physical, pure talent, to play the game of baseball. He's a left-handed pitcher, which is very, very rare, of a great pitcher. He has speed, I think he throws 97, 96, or 97 miles per hour. His stuff is electric. But you know what? He's now either, I think, in the bullpen or he's in the minors because his mind is about as fragile as a glass bulb. If you take a glass bulb and put it over your head and drop it, what's going to happen? It's going to crack. That's how fragile a lot of these athletes are because they don't work on their mind. You know, a lot of times in the NBA, when players get to the NBA or at the NFL, what they have is they have a mentor that actually comes along with them and teaches them about the ropes, about how to handle the media, about how to handle yourself in public, all these things. If you guys start learning how to develop that before you get to that level, when you get to that level, you'll be way above everybody else because you're not going to need that babysitter. Look at Plaxico Burress. I'm a huge Giants fan. Plaxico Burress killed the season last year for the Giants. Why? Because he went to a club with a handgun because he didn't feel safe enough to go to the club without one. Guys, here's a newsflash. If you don't feel safe enough going somewhere that you have to carry a gun, you don't go. I mean, a lot of things are just common sense. And common sense, a lot of times, isn't common. You know, you what you're doing. You have to look at what how you're presenting yourself. You know, you have to care about how you're dressed when you go out. You know, you ever hear the expression? You know, when you go out, you have to dress properly. You have to look good. You have to represent yourself properly because the way you dress represents the way you will be addressed. In other words, people speak to you differently. People do more things for you if you carry yourself properly. That starts now. That starts not with the hat tilted to the side and the jeans hanging low and all this stuff that you see. That's the mentality of poor people. That's the mentality of people that don't want more in life. That's not who you guys are, none of you. I don't care what anyone tells you, your friends, whatever it is, you guys are special, and you have to believe that. Every single person on this phone is a miracle. Just the fact that you get up every morning and you're breathing, it's a miracle. So you guys have to embrace that and know that every day that you step out of your house, you're representing not only yourself, but what you're going after. If you're not mentally strong enough, coaches will not take you. They might take you based on your talent, but then once they realize that you can't handle the pressure, you're done. And you see it over and over. You see a lot of guys come out of college, they get into the pros, and then after 1 year, they're done. Then they're going to the NDBL to try to get on with a team there and hopefully come back up to the pros. But they're not working on their minds. They're working on their skills. You guys have to do both. Now, am I saying it's easy? Absolutely not. It's going to be tiring. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to not want to do things. But you have to say, you know what? The hell with all that. I'm determined. I've committed. I've cut off every other possibility. And I'm going to go forward and go after my goals and dreams. And no one's going to stop me except me. Your goals might change. You might go through all this and say, you know what? This is not what I want. You might want to be a school teacher. That's fine. Your goals can change. Everybody's goals change. But you have to be willing to take that and embrace it. And then if you're going to be a school teacher, you go after that with 100%. You have to mentally condition yourself for that. Everything comes down to conditioning your brain and your body for sports. So that's what I want to leave you guys with tonight. If nothing else, understand that you have to raise your standards. You have to stop believing that there's limits on what you can accomplish, and you have to set your sights higher. And in order to do that, you have to master what you're trying to accomplish. Those two things in and of itself are going to help take you guys to the next level. And now this whole call has come full circle to the first quote that I gave you guys. Once your mind has been expanded with an idea or a concept, it cannot be satisfied by going backwards. So right now, I've given you some information, right? You guys have listened to what I'm saying. Now, you guys can either take it and embrace it and help yourselves get forward, or you can say, this guy's crazy. I'm not telling you what to say. I mean, some people don't want to be bothered, but obviously you guys are here. You guys have called in on a Sunday night to take time out to help develop yourself, all right, which is 1,000 times better than anybody right off the bat. But you guys have to understand something. You now have been exposed to information. What you do with it is up to you. I'm not able to be there with you guys so you can practice your mental conditioning every day. I'm not able to do that. All I can tell you is I've given you what works for me and what's worked for a lot of athletes. All the top athletes tell you they meditate, they visualize, they understand their minds, they take time to control their minds, and then they work on the physical. This is stuff that the top people, not even athletes, just top business people, the Bill Gates of the world, the Oprah Winfrey, the Tiger Woods, President Obama. President Obama was at Kyle's graduation today. I mean, did anyone think that, you know, did you think growing up President Obama, did you think he was saying, I'm going to be president? People are like, yeah, okay, yeah, right. A black president? Never. Right? And look what he's done. He's beaten all the odds. Every time he steps up to the podium to speak to America, he's beaten the odds of what everyone who he was growing up told him. So don't let anyone stand in your way, guys. Nothing can stop you except you. All right? Now, again, next week, I'm going to still have the call. I know it's Memorial Day. All right? I'm still going to have the call at 9 o'clock. So if you the actual training program, though, I'm not going to have. Okay? So that's going to be the next week. I want you guys, if you guys are on this phone, you're missing out on the physical aspect that I'm going through with these guys and the mental aspect. They go hand in hand, guys, because if you ask Dami and Kenneth today, I put them through a workout that they were huffing and puffing, and they were all keeled over. All right? You guys have to understand that they go hand in hand. All right? So I would love to see you guys out there, because I can only help you both ways if you're there both ways. All right, so next week we're not gonna have the physical training, but we are gonna have the phone call. All right, again, my email has changed. It's Anthony, ANTHONY, @ anthonymdrago.com. Okay, and again, my cell phone number is 917-627-8857. All right, now you guys, anyone have any questions or comments that you guys need to get off your chat?
Nope.
All right, guys. Well, I'd like to thank you again for joining the call tonight. It shows a lot about who you guys are, not only as basketball players, but as people. All right, you guys are trying to get better every single week. And for the guys who've been on this call consistently, you guys are just getting better every day, man. And the guys who, maybe this might be your first call. You know what? Continue the pace. It doesn't cost you anything. I'm doing this just to try to change the way the youth of Staten Island and the sports industry is perceived. All right, guys, so you have a great week this week. And God bless you guys, and I'll see you guys next Sunday. Have a good night.
Thanks.